Hello, anybody there?
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hi.
Are you all ready?
Me? You mean are you all ready?
No, are you all ready?
What am I ready for?
Anything.
I'm assisting.
But you got to be ready for the unexpected, okay?
Okay, all right. I suppose so. I can't even get a little break here.
No breaks.
I had that break during before the holidays there, or during the holidays, and it was as much as I miss being in the Word of God, you know, I didn't have to prepare for people. I prepare for myself, but not for people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, Regina and I have been working all day.
Well, good. 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 That's real good.
In fact, we've been working so hard, she hasn't left my house yet.
Oh, well, maybe she could eat there, too. Yeah.
Well,
that been there.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we wait until after return.
Anybody else on besides us three? Or us four?
I don't think so.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, sweet.
And my husband and Lisa are making a lot of noise out in the other room.
Yeah, well, I got my doors closed, the windows locked, the shades pulled down.
Yeah, I got mine shut, too.
So that there's no interruption.
Oh. I'm hiding in my bedroom.
Okay. That's we want attentive. We want to be attentive tonight in study.
Yes, we want your undivided attention.
Oh, great. Sounds very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing we didn't start promptly at 6 o'clock.
Well, we try, but you know these righteous Church of God people.
I know. You know, they really think they got it all together. Bag of chips and everything else.
I have something to tell you, Brother Bobby. Brother Bobby, on?
Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
Brother Bobby, are you in there? Not if you can hear me.
He's going to give up on us.
Oh, no.
Go tell him it's 6 o'clock. Hello, Carla.
Hola.
heard that yawn.
Preston, are you there?
I wish we could do this virtually so I could make faces at Brother Bobby.
Well, eventually we'll have it in church, and then, and then we can see each other. I think
then
Preston's
he gives us the merit.
I think Preston's been given us letting us go to 6:05, hasn't he, Linda?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah, to make sure till everybody gets called in. Hi, Angela.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Okay.
Okay, you got me yawning.
Just the lack of oxygen.
Yeah.
Who has lack of oxygen?
Anybody who's on it.
Oh, I heard it. No, I felt like I had to do it too, I think.
So, how's it going there, Preston? Are you... I know you had the power outage last week. Okay. Okay, Sister Linda, let's have prayer, and I guess we can start the class. And then if anybody else calls in, I'm sure Preston, he'll be there. Let's just all pray for Sister Linda and God, right now we come to you. Your word is so priceless, God. It is so mighty, and it guides us and teaches us and leads us to an all. We thank you right now, God, as she starts to bring forth these. We have studied this outline, and for those of us that have not, hopefully there's no confusion. And we can always talk to anybody after class, but hopefully these three true and false will be questions that are answered to your word, according to your word, and that we will stick to these true and false questions. We're not in a session to where that we can just chit-chat. We only have an hour, but we want the people, God, to get this truth and understand it. And we know that Linda is well studied. Your word is anointed, and we're going to pay attention tonight and get serious about your word. That is the only way that you respond. There's no, we thank you, God. And right now, before Sister Linda starts, I will go ahead and, why don't you go ahead for right now and mute your phone, and then I suppose, because I think Preston's having a hard time logging on, so I don't have any control over that. So we'll see how, so that there's no interference while she's teaching. Does that sound okay, everybody?
I don't know how to mute my phone without hearing you.
Well, okay, just then don't mute it. I mean, just don't mute it. And we'll start with these. Okay, Sister Linda, you got the floor. You're the host right now.
Okay, well, thank you all for joining us. We've been talking about gloss under sin and true and false, and how God has given us rules to live by, and we must learn to live according to what He tells us to do. Well, we're trying to learn the definitions of grace and mercy, both in Hebrew and in Greek. We've been going down. Now we're going to kind of recap a little bit from last week. And we start on question 33 tonight, but we want to go back to question 20. There was some discussion last week on that, and we would like to try to straighten it up, because some people they weren't sure whether we settled on an answer to that one or not.
That's right.
Because some of these questions are a little bit tricky, and you have to pay pretty good attention to them. But question number 20 for true and false was, Satan is not allowed to execute the death penalty immediately on sinners.
Okay.
And
yeah, we agreed that that was true. Because God's grace, God is a fair, He's a righteous God, and He's a true. Everything that comes out of His mouth, His word, again, His word, is truth, and He has to honor that. If you guys remember me talking in the very beginning about the two men that had road rage, they were on the expressway, true story, and they're going along, and the one guy ran the other guy. He almost hit him, but he gained control of his car, the one on the left side, and he's in the middle lane. Well, it scared him, and of course he was very irate. So he caught up with the man, and they start fighting. They got the windows down, and they're throwing, you know, signs, pull over, pull over, pull over. Well, they pulled over, and the one guy that ran the other one off, he won out with a fight, and he just about beat him to death. And now I'm not sure if that man died, and Sister Linda and I were talking about it. I'm not sure that he died. But the other man, after he beat him to a pulp, he is now on the expressway walking back to his car, and another car hit him and killed him from behind. Now, we know for a fact that when you're angry and you do things out of anger, that is not Christ-like. And we know for a fact that that man that was hit and killed by the car, now I can't speak about the other man because we don't know if he got another chance, if he lived through the beating or not, see? So we can't, until you're dead, we can't make a rational, we can only go by the word of God. We can't make a rational decision. The man that was killed, we know for a fact that what he did last was beat the man up, right? Now, do we know if he had time to space to repent? Now, this is where we're going with this. I'm going to say chances are, I'm not God, that he didn't have a chance to repent. He was proud of the beating that he gave the man, and he was killed because he probably went too far out into the expressway, and he was killed immediately on the spot. Now, the question here is this, and this is what we got to remember. God gives us space to repent for everything. Sinners, there's no difference in a sinner's sin and a believer's sin. So let's get this straight. Sin is sin. God hates sin. There's no, cannot excuse it, cannot overlook it. He is holy.
He will not overlook it because he ordained it from the garden when he had Adam and Eve, you have to leave. He did provide a way for them, but no, you don't get to joy around anymore in this precious garden. So we know how serious one sin is. They only sinned once and it was over. Okay, so the question here is not how long will God wait. How long will man wait after he sins? That is the question here. Number 20, Satan is not allowed to execute the death penalty immediately on sinners because every sinner has a space, has a chance to repent. Again, how long will we wait? And if we wait too long, it's a different story. We all know how God allows, you know, things to happen when we are defiant and when we're going to do whatever we were going to do. That is not how God, we are under the direct Holy Spirit from God, and we better operate in that as Christians. And when we are out of order, we know when we're out of order. And we all can agree on that. So repentance is the best thing that can happen. So Sister Linda, you can now go back to where we started. I wanted to clarify that God is not a God to be reckoned with, but he is a merciful God. He is a wonderful God, and he allots. And remember, Sister Linda, and all of us that are on here, remember there's not one man in the Old Testament that didn't have space to repent. God has to honor that because he loves us. He wouldn't send his son Jesus to die for us and not make a way for us. It's just whether or not we say yes or no. So I had to clarify that because I've always had a hard time with true and false. And so I learned something right now. I put my hand over if not Satan allowed, you know, and then we were able to come together and agree in God's word that Satan is not allowed to execute the death penalty. See, otherwise, if he did that, then God would be the blame for everything. You know, the old blame game, God is the blame, God did this, God killed that, God did. No, man causes a lot of his aggravation. So I want to make sure that God never gets the blame for anything. Okay, go ahead, Sister Linda.
Okay. Now I lost my place.
33,
yeah. I moved my paper over. Okay, 33. Right. The man who is born of God keeps himself from sin. True or false?
I suppose we have open phones there, right? So whoever wants to answer that can unmute yourself and answer it.
Would you say that again, please?
The man who is born of God keeps himself from sin.
That's a tricky one. Can I weigh in there?
Yeah, I had originally said it was true, but we're all born of God. But we have a choice on whether we want to live for God or live for the world. So I'm going to say that it's false. And unless somebody can come up with another answer than that, that's what I am going to go with.
Well, if you are a tree that bears good fruit, then how can you bear bad fruit and good fruit? Either you're bearing good fruit, right? Or you're bearing bad fruit. You can't do both.
Well,
right?
But is this talking about the born again Christian who is born of God?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So it could be tricky.
Yeah. Yeah. But we know that if we are in God, we can keep ourselves from sin. It is doable. The trick question is, it is doable because we can walk above sin, right?
Yeah.
We all
right.
Okay. Okay. We don't have to sin. We don't get to use the excuse, Satan made me do it, the devil made me do it. We do that. We have control. Now, do we go around sinning a lot until we really know the Word of God? I think that it's easy to sin. I think the occasion to sin is very easy. It's, we don't sin. We think about it before we do it. We think about it before we do it. It's doable. I say that's true.
But we can, right, we can.
Right.
We have opportunity to yet to do it or not.
That's right.
And if
that's
you want right. to walk blameless, then you're not going to sin. You're going to keep from doing it.
That's right.
That's right.
Staying in Bible study, going to church, not trying to do it on your own, all by yourself, that point. Sometimes that can lead to a little bit of selfishness. But reverencing together in a church, worshiping together, learning together, these are the things that, keep us from erring. When we're going to make a decision to sin, there's a thought process there. And we think about it, and we think about it. And, we could call somebody, call a friend and say, hey, I'm angry, I'm about to run. You know, we're all human beings, and we're not above, we can walk above sin, but how do we get to that point? I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to go back to the way that I used to be. I'm walking now. I'm walking with favor now. I'm walking in favor. We're teaching. We're all learning together, and we're all teaching. And I think that if we are truly born of God, I think that we walk above sin. I think there's a thought process here. I don't think it's like animals. We just jump down and start fighting like cats and dogs, right? I mean, they don't think about it. They're ready to fight. We proved that in one of our other lessons. Two animals, trust me, I've got the sweetest little dog in the world. But when someone invades his territory, he's ready to fight. He doesn't think about it, right? Well, we're not right. animals. We get to think about it, whether or not we're going to do it, you know, and that to me. So I say that's true. We can walk above sin.
Yes. All right, number 34. God, on exception, wipes away sin from hearts at death.
It's true as they ask for forgiveness if it's sin.
That's right. What did you say?
I said it's true if they ask for.
Well, you got it right there, Linda. Okay. I have that it's false. God can't
right.
wipe away sin without we repent. So you did say you got to repent. That's right.
Right.
That's the
right.
only way.
Yeah.
He can't force us. That's right. That was good. That was good. We got to repent. And then he takes care of that. Is that, what did you get, Sister Linda?
That was it. It's false. Not without repentance. It's not done.
That's right. Okay. All right.
Okay, 35. No man enters heaven with sin in his heart.
True.
True.
That's right. That's right. 36.
Mm-hmm. 36, God warns us not to be deceived about sin and its internal, eternal consequences.
So too.
He warns us on a daily basis. He warns us in his word. He warns us in our walk. He's always warning us not to. We know what we would lose if we become deceived, so we keep ourselves from that.
Praise God.
37, a man living in sin at the rapture will not be raptured.
A man having sinned during the rapture?
I say false.
Again, you've got repentance there, but he's not going to be raptured if he's in sin. Because the sin, right, the sin cannot go to heaven.
That's right. True.
You have to go to heaven with a pure heart.
Clean.
So if you have very clean. Yep, so, all right, 38.
That is true.
Okay. Right, it's true. Right. 38, a man that dies in sin will be a sinner throughout all eternity.
True.
Right. No.
That's right.
I didn't know you heard me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because it's not like he's going to go to heaven and sin and be thrown out.
No, Satan's already been thrown out of God.
Right, Satan already did that. Okay,
that was a good sign there, guys. I'm telling you, that was a good sign. You got to leave. That was
okay.
A good sign there.
39. Satan has permission to destroy many men who do not respond to God's mercy.
I say false unless God sends them to.
I say true because if they're not responding to God's mercy, then Satan does have the power.
Who said that?
Correct.
Carol
Brewer did.
Absolutely. Who's your daddy? Satan or God?
Right.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
God.
Yep.
So that question number 39 is true. Excellent. Oh, praise God. I'm getting excited here, Linda.
All right. 40. All sincere Christians will confess sin immediately at recognition.
True. Oh.
True.
Is that it?
Yeah, when we usually, the Holy Spirit checks us when we do something wrong. So we're going to know immediately. As soon as we recognize it, we're going to take care of it right then and there.
That's right. Sincere Christian.
Right.
Sometimes professing Christians don't take care of it, and they just, right. They go, well, I got away with that. I can get away with the next sin, and it doesn't quite work that way. All sincere Christians will confess sin immediately. That means truly they are sorry. That doesn't mean, oh, God, forgive me. I mean, you don't usually say that, though, unless you more or less kind of mean it, but there's a lot of people, I believe, guys, that, you know, if they're sincere, as soon as they have a fight with their husband or their children or their, you know, they feel that hurt. They want to say, I'm sorry. And it's the same way with the Father and Jesus. Mm-hmm.
41. There is no excuse for committing sin. That's true.
You
can't go around and say, well, the devil made me do it.
That's right.
That's not an excuse.
That's
That's right, Sister Leonard. What is it that Harry says? I'm going to say this. Harry, I'm going to try to repeat it like him. He says, the people that have excuses are the people that have the best excuses. In other words, you will never win with them. They just keep right on with the next excuse over and over and over. And I go, that is a great comment. Excuses does not work. And they just don't work.
Thank you for sharing
42,
that.
42, there is no excuse for a man dying in sin.
No.
That's true.
That is
because
true.
Because there's always that space to repent. You know, until we take our dying breath, we've got that chance to repent.
But we don't want to gamble on it.
That's true. We don't want to gamble on it.
We don't want to gamble on it.
Okay. Did everybody get all 42 right?
Well, not without you telling us. Not without.
I missed one. I missed one.
No, not.
Is there a prize involved if I say yes?
God's gonna look favorably on you.
That's okay, then yes.
Who said that? They got all of them right. Who said that?
Your favorite person.
What? Yeah. Who said
Carla
that?
I did, Carla.
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote Carla.
We'll have to take her a nice little present on Sunday, okay?
Okay, she's going to get it. Hey, we want to go back to number 26. Someone is curious about number 26, Linda.
Okay. Let me find 26. Okay, 26. There is not much immediate judgment in the Old Testament. That's false. There was a lot of immediate judgment. He killed
millions. He didn't have, those that didn't look, now don't forget, they had, every time they sacrificed an animal, they still had to ask for repentance. They just didn't go give an animal and murder it and that their sin was taken care of. They still had to repent. That's in our lesson, and we can prove that to you. I believe it's in Numbers, but they still had to have some kind of how can you offer pity unless someone execute that they need pity? Does that make, you know, he always had compassion and pity. He didn't want anyone to go, and especially now after sending his son Jesus, right? So there still had to be, you know, they slaughtered the animal, but they still had to say, I'm sorry. You know, they had to have a repentance.
Is part of the scapegoat, if there's repentance, part of it?
What did you say?
You know, it was like have a scapegoat to take the sins away. Or use a bird and let one die, they kill the one and let the other one go free. But I remember mostly the scapegoat they let go.
One was a sacrifice
for the people, and the other was a sacrifice to God.
Yeah.
And the sacrifice for the people, if the sacrifice got away, and it was usually a goat, that's where you come up with the expression scapegoat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
I know it's in there, but I couldn't tell you at the moment exactly where. But it is there.
Okay.
But it was two different types of sacrifices.
Yeah.
So going back to 26, let me just make sure here. I've got this. There is not much immediate judgment in the Old Testament. There was a lot. I just want to make, does someone have Numbers? Let me find it here. Numbers 15, 30, and 31. If we could get someone just to go over this. It says most sin in the Old Testament could be repented of and man was allowed to live. The few sins had death penalty as a consequence, and it says it in Numbers 15, 30, and 31. If I could get someone to read, if Linda could get someone to read that. I just want to bear witness with number 26 because someone wanted to know about it. Okay.
It
may not line up with it.
Numbers 15, 30, but anyone who sins on purpose is against the Lord and must be cut off from the people, whether it is someone born among you or a foreigner. That person has turned against the Lord's word and has not obeyed his commands. Such a person must surely be cut off from the others. He is guilty.
Okay. So some of the old, yeah. Okay, then. I don't know if that goes with number 26 or not, but anyway. Yeah. So 26 is false. Okay, to whoever that checks that, we got that right. Okay, Sister Linda, we're working together here.
Okay, well that was the end of it.
Okay,
we did all 42,
and Miss Carla got them all right. Wow,
that's right.
Amen. I wrote them all down correct.
Hold on. We want to make sure we understand. I've got another question that came through. What is immediate? Hold on. What is immediate judgment? Immediate judgment was death. So.
Well, didn't God at times get angry and without any notice just get rid of the whole nation?
Yeah, if they were in sin. Oh, yeah. If they were in sin
right.
And they were, you know, yeah. I mean, there were numerous righteous people that were always fighting for the human, for people. You know, God got tired of doing that. He didn't want to destroy. Again, we're going to go back to the lesson that we learned, right? He finds no glory in allowing man to die. That is not. He wants mercy for all. He just cannot look upon sin. He just can't. And the reason it's been for, he ordained it from the garden. Once he made them leave, he has to operate in those principles. He provided for Adam and Eve, but he has to operate by those principles. Because he's a fair God. So, you know, that's why, again, when we sin, if we sin, don't let it go. God is waiting. He's there. Come on, Edna. Come on, Edna Lee. I know what you did. You know what you did. Why? I can't make you come to me and confess your sin, but I've provided a way for you that as soon as you confess it to me, I will forgive you. I'm giving you space to repent. It's not God that makes the decision. It's us. It's us. How long will man wait? Not how long will God wait. So I had to put that in there. The Holy Spirit came all over me. Now, how long will the Father wait? How long will Jesus wait? How long will we wait? How long? How long until we die in our sin? Is that what we want? We know His Word. We're breathing it. We're operating in it. We're representatives of the Father. And we're going to wait and die in our sin? No, people, don't do it. Don't do it. Ask for forgiveness. Pastor Bobby, every time he gets up, have an advocate with the Father every day. This is a serious lesson. It's serious ground to be on sin's side. It's very serious. It's very, very serious, guys. So, okay, Sister Linda, you can take it from there. We got them all done. And then I guess you know where you're going now.
All right, well, how many people have the questions for Glossed Under Grace?
Not the true and false, but the questions?
Right, not the true and false.
I think Sister Rita's been given everybody. I'm not sure who all has them and who all doesn't.
Yeah, I do. This Carol, I do.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
He doesn't have what?
Pardon me?
Does anybody have a question for Gloss Under Grace? Not
Sister Linda,
yes?
Can email that to them. I can give them a printed out copy. I've tried to make sure everybody has it. So if you do not have it, please speak up. I can have a copy at church Sunday. I can email it to you. And then there is a question, Sister Linda, on can you please go over number 35 on true and false?
Okay. Okie dokie. I'm starting to feel like I'm Sister Lee with all these papers everywhere.
I can read it to you real fast if you can't find it.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No man enters heaven with sin in his heart. The answer is true.
Sister Linda, doesn't that prove that he didn't carry out the sin? Because I, you know how we always talk about sin as an action word?
Right.
So that means that he was contemplating sin in his thought process, his heart, but he never had it removed. Is that the way that I believe that's how God, the lesson, the outline is. No man can enter heaven with it in his heart. He's thinking about sinning. Again, I'm going to go back to the former minister. I have to do this. God bless that man. We know that minister held a high position. He had a church. He had people. No doubt he had seen men saved under ministering. He fell from God, and I guess at one point or another, his wife left with his kids, and he calls an old girlfriend. So we know for a fact that he was thinking about sin. Otherwise, he wouldn't have called someone out of his marriage. So we're going to go back over this for those of us that have not heard it. He then met with her in her house or his house, and they engaged into the actual act, the roof caved in and killed both of them. Now, we know from this, I know the person that this, he knew the man. We know for a fact that he was a righteous man at one time, and for whatever reason, And we know that he could have called someone. And we also know he could have asked for prayer, but his pride, his shame. So his wife went around telling everyone, I am angry at God because God didn't give him a chance to repent. Okay.
Ooh.
Now, the man contemplated the sin in his thought process. Now, a lot of men will look at a woman, oh, how nice, what a nice-looking woman. He doesn't take a second look at the righteous person. He just says, okay, same way with a woman, vice versa. All right, this man was thinking it and thinking it until he actually carried out the act. Now, his sin, the rebellion, started in his mind. It started in his mind, and he contemplated and thought it and premeditated it until he actually committed the sin. Now, we know that God didn't cause that. We know that God was not the blame game for that. We don't know why the roof caved in. Supposedly, it was a fairly new roof, you know, whatever. That man and his girlfriend died in his sin. They died in their sin. That's up to God to take it from there. We know according to the word of God, no sin enters into heaven. Okay, now I have another one. Someone wants us to go over number 37 again.
A man living in sin at the rapture will not be raptured.
Okay, I can do this for you, Sister Linda. Someone wants to, they want to know where the outline is or the reference to the scripture. What happens to a man caught in sin at the rapture? Okay. Luke 12:30, Sister Carol Brewer, do you have your Bible handy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to need you to read here about 37. Hold on just one second. It would be so nice if we all had these people together and we could, but okay. Luke 12:36 through, that's a long one. Go to 1 Thessalonians, Sister Carol, please.
First Thessalonians.
1 Thessalonians 5, 2 through 6.
Okay, 5, 2. Okay. You know very well that the day the Lord comes again will be a surprise, like a thief that comes in the night. While people are saying, we have peace and we are safe, they will be destroyed quickly. It is like pains that come quickly to a woman having a baby. Those people will not escape. What number am I going to?
To number
2
six.
To what? 5? 2 to 6? Okay.
2 to 6,
but
yeah.
But you, brothers and sisters, are not living in darkness. And so that day will not surprise you like a thief. You are all people who belong to the light and to the day. We do not belong to the night or to darkness. So we should not be like other people who are sleeping, but we should be alert and have self-control.
praise God. And we also, to whoever asked the question, we also have other references to make sure you want to go to Revelation. It's in our outline, and it says specifically it would be sin and the born-again Christian, and then it's A, B, and it would be C, what happens to a man caught in sin at the rapture. All those scriptures there line up. So we just don't have one scripture that lines up with the Word of God. We have many, you know, which I like about God's Word. He carries it over from the Old Testament to the New Testament. See, he backs up everything. Now, this is really good, guys, that we're asking questions. Very good.
Okay, let's go.
Go ahead.
Let's go back to question 35.
Alrighty, okay.
No man enters sin no man enters heaven with sin in his heart. Will somebody read Romans 6:16?
Okay. Sister Carol, is Bristol? We need some readers. Okay, sorry.
I got it.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Romans 6:16. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Excellent, excellent. Thank you for that, Sister Linda.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay. Are there any other questions we're trying to read?
But I also found two other references for that one.
All right. We got plenty of time.
Pastor Bobby said, go ahead. We want to make sure everybody is understanding this. I appreciate you guys teaching this lesson, Linda and Lee, and for the research. And the whole thing is, it sounds so amazing because it's just telling us don't sin, live above sin. But if we do, immediately confess that sin, immediately get rid of it. We don't want to gamble, we don't want to take a chance. So.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for those that are asking questions and reaching out. It helps keep us on our toes. We keep each other on our toes, and we reach out, you know, reach out to somebody. This is how serious this is. So thank you for that.
And
you know, your references.
And you know, Sister Rita, accountability. We have accountability, which makes us stay on the right path, you know. But it's a pleasure. Sister Linda and I love doing this. We love it. Okay. What was the other references, Linda, that you...
Hebrews 12 and 14.
I have that one. Do you want to call out the other one so somebody can get it before I read?
The other one would be Ephesians 4, 7 through 10.
Okay, I'm going to read that one here.
Okay.
Hebrews 12, 14. Work at living at peace with everyone and work at living a holy life. So I hear the word work at it. So it's not going to... always going to be easy. Work at living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Pastor Bobby just said something when we were on mute here about asking people. So tell me what you said, Pastor Bobby. You were saying ask people how they're living. What's wrong with going out?
People ask you everything else.
People ask you everything else and they'll tell you all their junk. What is wrong with not for a judgmental attitude, but to go up to somebody and say, hey, how are you living? How are you living above sin today? And then let me ask you, see how that feels.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
I have a question, but I don't think it is regarding to the lesson. So if you want me to ask another time, I will.
Yeah, it would probably be better, Linda, Sister Linda,
it
because...
It is about sin.
Okay.
Somebody that commits suicide.
We would rather not answer that tonight. We can go over that another time. It is in one of our other lessons, but we just want to continue with sin, and but we are committing what we're doing every day, and we can go over that another time. But if you're important to us, I want you to know that, right, Linda? You are important to us, and it is a great question, but it's just not
of
a question for 2 minutes.
Of course,
pardon
you
me?
Could always call one of us individually or whatever.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
that's
when we're not discussing everything else.
That's right. Is that okay with you, Linda? We want you to know and to be, you know, but there's just a time and a place for that. Okay? Does that sound all right to you?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You bet. You bet. Did we read Ephesians, Sister Linda, what did you say about Ephesians 4:7? Did we read that one?
Nope.
Okay.
No, it hasn't been read yet.
What's
up? I'm Ephesians, what is it?
4:7-10.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
All right.
Christ gave each one of us the special gift of grace, showing how generous he is. That is why it says in the scriptures, when he went to the heights, he led a parade of captives, and he gave gifts to people. When it says he went up, what does it mean? It means that he first came down to earth. So Jesus came down, and he is the same one. He is the same one went up above all heaven. Christ did that to fill everything with his presence. And that's it.
Okay.
7-10.
And you can explain that, Sister Linda?
Yeah. Me?
Great. Showing how generous he is. That is why it says in the scripture. And he went up to the heights.
Well, he gave everybody the chance.
Yeah, he went into, is that where he went into Hades? And he gave opportunity for them to repent?
Right.
That's what he did. He went in, see, the Old Testament people didn't have Jesus. They had God. And God knew he was going to send the perfect lamb without spot or blemish, not like the bulls and the goats. And when Jesus came and died, now he had to make because that's how fair God is, he had to make everything available to the ones that were good people that died without ever having that perfect lamb. So he went down and made it available. Would you choose Jesus? You know, now, Court, if I remember right, we're not perfect here, but if I remember right, not everyone accepted salvation. But he made it available. In spiritual, he went into Hades, which was a type of hell or shale or whatever it is. There's a word for it. You remember, Sister Linda? I know it was Hades or shale,
But he gave...
S-H-O-E-L.
S-H-A-O-E-L. Yeah.
O-E-L.
Okay. Yeah, so he made it available for everyone. That's the kind of God we serve. That's what Rita says. Well, this is the kind of God we serve. A fair God. Did you lose your place, Sister Linda?
Huh? I'm sitting here listening to everybody else.
Well, did you lose your place? Well, I asked you if that was where Jesus went into hell and gave
them.
Well,
that's what I said.
Yeah.
And they called S-H-O-E-L. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Right. So are there any other questions?
I think we did good getting these all covered tonight, Linda. And that people were asking questions.
Now, anybody who wants a copy of the questions for next week, just let us know, and we'll get them to you.
Okay. Sister Rita will email them to you. Are we taking prayer requests? Sister Linda, or?
Yes, we're taking prayer requests, but I wanted to get that over with.
Okay.
But are there any prayer requests?
I have a prayer request. I have a skin issue on my face, and I don't know what it is, and I pretty much eat right. I try to rationalize this, and it's not, I woke up today, it seems like heat is irritating my left side of my face, and I am not ashamed to ask for prayer for this. It is just awful. It's just awful, and I don't like it, and I'm asking for a healing for this, and I know that God can do this. I know He can heal me, and I need all of you to pray for this.
Okay.
Anybody else? We can also pray for this virus to get under control. Pray for all of the ones that have this virus that they can get over it. Without side effects, we need to see our numbers start coming down.
Okay.
And I just think that's very important that our country get healed too.
Oh, absolutely.
We are such a mess right now, this country, and not knowing what's going on, and not that we're afraid, we just want to know that we're being taken care of and that these people are actually thinking of the people and not just politics.
I agree. There was a great prayer request, Sister Linda. That was a great prayer request that they care about us. I mean, we know we have God in our life, and while it feels like sinking sand all around us, we know that we are well taken care of, but we want the people to look out, the ones that are whole. And you know, we've been praying for that, Rita and Pastor Bobby, on Sunday nights at 6:00. We pray. That is one of our biggest prayer requests. That's something where we all need to have the corporate, as he speaks, corporate going on. And let me tell you, something's working. It may seem like it's a mess, but I'll tell you what. They are coming together. Our Congress is, I don't understand all the politics real well, but they are coming together. So that's the good side. It's taken them a while, but we will pray for that. And
Okay. Well, who wants to lead us out? I'll start. I'll do it.
All right. Okay.
Lord, Lord, we come to you tonight. We just thank you that you are such a graceful, such a merciful God, Lord, and that you love us. And Lord, we know that you, no matter who runs this nation, we know that you're in control, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you, we bring Lee before you, Lord, with the skin issue and whatever is going on.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Heal her with this, Lord.
Thank you, God.
These skin irritations, we don't know what's causing it. We don't know if it's food. We don't know if it's the weather.
Yes.
But just heal it, Lord. Take it away.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we do know that you're in control, but and we trust you in everything, Lord. And
yes,
we
Lord.
Want you to help us to be vigil and constantly. We've got a Super Bowl coming up, Lord, that promises to be a super spreader. And with all of this going on, we don't need
the extra
germs going around and people not wearing masks and social distancing. And we've just opened up the restaurants, Lord, and we thank you for that. I feel like I'm in the world with people now a little bit. But, Lord, we just ask you to take complete control. And, Lord, we just give you our lives. Lord,
yes,
we love
Lord.
You. And we just want to be a shining light for you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Just lead us and guide us. And Lord, just keep us on the right track. We want to stay on that right track, Lord. And
yes,
we want
Lord.
To do your, we want to do your will, Lord. And Lord,
yes.
We ask this in the precious, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you.
We agree with Sister Linda. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Thank you. It was a good class, Sister Linda.
I made it through it.
You did. Oh, there's a lot of questions. Yeah, I did real good. And Sister Rita will send out anything you guys can message her or Sister Linda. They have all the know-hows and all the tools to get it to you. And we want everyone to know we appreciate you guys. Without you, we wouldn't have anyone but ourselves to teach to. And I would still do it. I would still do it. I want you all to know that. Would you, Linda? I would still do it for myself.
Yes,
but
I'd still do it. You're right.
That's right. But
I do
thank
enjoy
you guys.
Being in. I do enjoy being in the Word of God. I think it's just the Bible comes to life so well at times. You know,
you can
sit over and over. I don't care how old you get, but
the
Word never changes. It's the same as yesterday, and it'll be the same thing tomorrow, but, you know, we can all get something special when we need it.
Praise God.
God knows
praise
what we
God.
Need, Lord.
Thank you, God.
And I praise Him for that, and I thank all of you guys for supporting me.
Thank you. We love you.
we
love each and every one of all.
Yeah, we will say goodnight, and we'll see everybody on Sunday.
Praise God.
Good
next
night.
Week. Good night. Good
night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Any questions, Patty?
See you later,
alligator. Oh, you be nice, you mice.
Oh, they're so cute. It's nice to hear
love
them
you.
Little voices. Oh, so sweet.
Love you, Levi.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
All right, God bless you all.
Good night. So long. Avida says goodbye.